Today is Saturday, May 9th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. A Sauk County shooting leads to the death of the victim. Captain Matt Birch of the Sauk County Sheriff's Office reports the Sauk County Dispatch Center received reports yesterday afternoon of a shooting incident at Pewitt's Nest Nature Preserve on County Road W in the township of Baraboo. Multiple callers reported seeing a male pull a female from a vehicle before shooting her multiple times and fleeing the scene in a vehicle on County Road W towards the city of Baraboo. Deputies arrived on the scene and located the female deceased from multiple close-range gunshot wounds in the parking lot of the nature preserve. During the initial investigation, a general vehicle and suspect description was obtained and aired to responding units. An hour later, it was reported that a male subject had driven into the parking lot of the Sauk Prairie Police Department in a Kia Carnival minivan, exited the van, and fired several gunshots into the front door and vestibule of the police department. The building was struck several times, but no staff were injured in the shooting. Shortly after that, Sauk Prairie police officers located the vehicle leaving the police department and conducted a traffic stop, and the operator was taken into custody without incident. Through investigation and evidence gathered on the scene and in the vehicle, it was determined this was the same subject and suspect vehicle from the earlier shooting incident at Pewitt's Nest. The male was taken to the Sauk County Jail, where he remains in custody. The suspect's name is being withheld at this time as the investigation is active and ongoing, but there is no threat to the community. The name of the victim is being withheld pending notification of family. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted in this investigation by the Baraboo Police Department, Sauk Prairie Police Department, Wisconsin State Patrol, and the Wisconsin DNR. A search warrant leads to arrests for theft and drug charges. On Wednesday, the Grant County Sheriff's Office conducted a series of search warrants at 230 West Gridley Avenue, located in the city of Platteville. The search originated from an ongoing investigation involving a stolen vehicle. While conducting the search at the residence, law enforcement discovered a marijuana grow, a large amount of marijuana, methamphetamine, large amounts of drug paraphernalia, firearms, and ammunition. The homeowner, Dennis Medley, 67 of Platteville, and his roommate, Jeremy Kastner, 50 of Platteville, were both taken into custody. During the investigation and search at the residence, deputies were also able to locate the stolen vehicle. With the assistance of the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, the vehicle was recovered in the town of Mineral Point. Dennis Medley was arrested for maintaining a drug house, manufacturing marijuana, possession with intent to deliver marijuana, possession of methamphetamine, felon on possession of a firearm, receiving or concealing stolen property, $10,000, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Jeremy Kastner was arrested for receiving or concealing stolen property, $10,000, possession of drug paraphernalia, and three counts of bail jumping, as Kastner is out on bail for an open 2025 case. Both individuals were transported to the Grant County Jail. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force, the Platteville Police Department, and the Iowa County Sheriff's Office. A one-vehicle crash involving a garbage truck leads to injury. Late Monday morning, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call about a one-vehicle crash involving a garbage truck on Highway 133 near Riverview Lane, west of Boscobel in the township of Marion. A Grant County deputy, Boscobel Police, and fire and EMS units out of Boscobel responded to the scene. When the deputy arrived on scene, he learned Harvey Kanescu, 49, of Rural Prairie du Chien, was driving a garbage truck owned by Republic Services. Kanescu was traveling west on Highway 133, west of River Lane Road, when the truck left the road to the right, entering the ditch. The truck continued to travel west through the ditch when it struck a driveway embankment. The truck continued for approximately 80 feet before it came to rest in a field to the west of the driveway. Kanescu was transported to Boscobel EMS. by Boscobel EMS to a local hospital for treatment of his injuries. The sheriff's office was assisted at the scene by the Boscobel Police Department, Boscobel EMS, and Boscobel Fire Department. The crash remains under investigation by the sheriff's office. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is receiving reports of a new scam being used to obtain money from consumers. Michelle Ryan is with DATCAP.
We've gotten a report already of this new payment method being circulated in Wisconsin. What happens is that a scammer will impersonate a trusted organization. They'll make up a reason why the consumer owes them money, and then they're sending them a barcode by text or email. So this is brand new. We've always talked about wiring money, cryptocurrency, prepaid gift cards, but now it's barcodes. The consumer is told to take this barcode to one of several well-known and legitimate retail stores, scan it at a payment kiosk or checkout aisle, and make the necessary payment there. And so then this type of transaction can be used for legitimate purposes to load cash into digital wallets or cryptocurrency accounts like a Cash App, PayPal, or eCash. But when it's used by a scammer, it transfers the consumer's money directly into an account that's controlled by the scammer. And a scammer will frame this as an easy, convenient way to quickly pay a bill. But it's really a lie. There is no bill that you are paying. This is, again, just the scammer impersonating this business and making up a reason why the consumer owes money.
If you suspect a scam or any scam, including the barcode scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at DATCAP Hotline, that's DATCP, hotline@wi.gov. The Hub City Dirt Drags 2026 Spring Opener continues today at the Richland County Fairgrounds. From now until 4 is the Show and Shine plus Girls Only Zone. The Show and Shine is where creativity, craftsmanship, and pure pride roll in on four wheels. The Girls Only Zone highlights and celebrates the women of the diesel and motorsports world with a dedicated showcase. From now until 5, Burnout Boulevard and Fandino are being held. Starting at 3, vehicle drag races will be held. Cost of admission is $20. Kids 12 and under will be admitted for free. You can find more information and a list of events at hubcitydirtdrags.com. The Gays Mills 32nd Annual Folk Fest continues today and tomorrow. Today offers family-friendly activities that include May crown making, May pole dancing, open stage and jams, music and dance workshop, and the beloved Fiddle Bee. Food will be for sale. Tonight's concert features Slap Dash Bluegrass, Native Intertribal Dance Company, and Stay Tuned. Tickets for the concert is $15 for adults and $5 for children. And you can find more information at gaysmillsfolkfest.org. The Clyde Community Center will hold a dedication of their veteran memorial today from 1 to 3. Colors will be presented by the Lone Rock American Legion. Speakers include Clyde veteran Art Temby, Town Supervisor Warren Porter, and guest speaker Howard Markline. Ice cream will be served at a social after the ceremony. All activities will be held indoors. The Reedstown Public Library invites the community to a special program, A Rare Pearl, honoring the legacy of Pearl Swigum today at 1:30 at the Advancement Building located in Tourist Park in Reedstown. The heartfelt event will celebrate the life and work of beloved Kickapoo Valley columnist Pearl Swigum, whose writings captured the humor, resilience, and everyday beauty of rural life. In honor of Mother's Day weekend, attendees will hear from Margie Jurgensen and Barb Harris, Pearl's daughter and granddaughter, who will share personal stories, memories, and reflections of her remarkable life. And the free event is open to the public. For more information, visit Reedstown Library, WRLSweb.org. Tonight is the final night of the Riverdale Drama Club's presentation of live dramatic readings featuring the works of Edgar Allan Poe. The readings will be held in the Riverdale High School Little Theater. The Riverdale Drama Club's live readings will be held, as I said, tonight at 7 in the Riverdale High School Little Theater. Tickets are only $5 and can be purchased at the door. And great music from the past will be featured when High Mileage performs tonight at the Richland Center City Auditorium starting at 7. The 5-member band out of Viroqua will be performing a wide variety of 80s rock along with contemporary and classic music. For those who feel like getting up and dancing, there will be a dance floor available. And that'll be held tonight at the City Auditorium starting at 7. Tickets are priced at $25 each and are available at Napa, Napa Auto, Christy Sunnyside, and Eventbrite.com, or by calling Mick Cosgrove at 608-604-7022. Tickets can also be purchased at the door. Money raised will be used towards the continued restoration of the auditorium. Also, the River Valley Trap Club will be holding a first responders mentor shoot at the Spring Green Rod and Gun Club tomorrow, starting at 11. Local first responders and student shooters will be together on the range. The public is welcome to come watch the event. With any questions, please call Tim Johnson at 608-896-2470.